With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Some observers were surprised when looking at Governor Tony Evers' proposed budget that there wasn't a large increase in funding to battle chronic wasting disease in the white-tailed deer herd. During a visit last week to Rhinelander, Evers says the goal is to get more researchers within the DNR first.
We believe that our efforts around the Department of Natural Resources, increasing the footprint of science in that department and also adding some more scientists to the Department of Natural Resources, that will get us a long way towards solving this huge problem that we have in the state of Wisconsin. So no, it wasn't that we were dismissing the issue of CWD. It's obviously a very important one. It's a very important one for our state, tourism, hunting, natural resources. But we believe the first place to start is around that.
DNR Secretary-Designee Preston Cole says the department is in the midst of a study.
We have a four-year science study going on right now. It would be not prudent of us to begin to roll out science-based activities and not have the science completed. We already spend $990,000 just on testing and surveillance of this disease and the implication that it may have. We're going to make sure that we're very thoughtful. When we roll something out in the future, we're going to make sure that the science is there, we have our partners there. This is a very, very decimating disease to the deer herd, and we take it very seriously.
There are currently 56 CWD-affected counties. Of those counties, 26 have had more than one wild CWD-positive deer, 18 have had one or more captive CWD-positive deer, and the remaining are within 10 miles of a wild or captive CWD-positive in an adjacent county. An effort to reach Northwoods men and women with mental health concerns began about a month ago in area taverns. Printed on coasters, those pieces placed under a drink have information for men to get help. Ken Kroll has more.
Jason Daly is Oneida County Assistant Veterans Service Officer.
To bring awareness and resource information out to mainly it's for middle-aged males. They're one of the lesser group targeted groups when it comes to suicide prevention. So we thought that they were sort of missing out, that we would try to get something out there for them.
So why put the information in taverns?
If you're having a hard time, one of the unfortunate go-tos is drinking. So the coasters are something that can be in the bars, which gives a little bit of information to a website that they can go to. It also has phone numbers for crisis lines.
Suicide rates for males 55 to 64 years old is the eighth leading cause of death. Wisconsin data ranks Vilas County as the second highest rate in Wisconsin, double the national rate at 21.2 per 100,000 people. Oneida County has a rate of 16.5 and Forest County 12.7. Daly says veterans tend to be more prone to suicide due to mental fatigue, training, separation from family, and loss of friends. The front of the coaster has a link to headsupguys.org. The site provides information and resources on mental illness and suicide. Daly says the website has a self-check evaluation form. He says the establishments they've talked to have been very receptive. The strategy is provided by the Community Outreach Prevention Education Coalition. The coalition includes Forest, Oneida, Vilas counties, and provides services related to issues of mental health and AODA. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Tuesday is Arts Day in Wisconsin. It's the annual gathering of arts enthusiasts from across the state who come to Madison to promote arts statewide.
Hundreds of people come from around the state to speak up for the arts, to celebrate all that the arts and creativity do for people, organizations, businesses, and communities, and to make sure that the decision makers in the state capitol know that too.
But Ann Katz of Arts Wisconsin says this year is different. She says they've gotten the ear of the legislature.
An assembly committee hearing on the arts and community development. So there's a new committee. It's called the Committee on Community Development, and they're going to be having a hearing on the role of the arts and the connection between the arts and community. And so we've got 2 hours worth of speakers from around the state, from Milwaukee to Sauk County and Eau Claire, speaking about what's going on.
Katz says after the informational hearing, there will be a public hearing where more communities will be heard from. Arts enthusiasts are encouraged to meet with their elected representatives. Katz has been the leader in promoting the arts as community development. The main events will be at the Overture Center for the Arts. Secretary of the Department of Tourism Sarah Meany and new Wisconsin Poet Laureate Margaret Rozga are featured speakers. Faye Williams of De Pere is the Arts Day Artist in Residence. Katz says the Northwoods is well represented with arts centers in several communities. More information is at artswisconsin.org. The Wisconsin man charged with kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss after brutally murdering her parents reportedly says he will plead guilty. Jake Patterson wrote a letter to Minnesota news station Care 11 saying he has huge amounts of remorse for his crimes. In the letter, Patterson couldn't say exactly why he kidnapped Jamie, noting that the situation was complicated and not black and white. He said it was mostly on impulse. Patterson also said he never confided in anyone, not even his family, about the crimes. Jamie Kloss was held captive by Patterson for 88 days before she was able to escape. The average price for a gallon of regular gas in Wisconsin is up 4 cents from a week ago. AAA said the cost statewide is $2.42, while the national average is $2.46 a gallon. The lowest prices are posted in Appleton at $2.32 a gallon. Drivers in Eau Claire are paying the most at the pump, for regular at $2.56. Our forecast, sunny today with a high near 30. Patchy fog toward morning tonight, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 5. Patchy fog early tomorrow, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 40. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.